For months now, a 20-person steering committee has been meeting to discuss how you get your health care and how your doctor is paid for that.
It's the piece of the Affordable Care Act that people don't really talk about.
Connecticut's healthcare advocate, Vicky Veltri, is project director for the effort.
And it's the one piece that finally takes on the challenge of improving quality care and controlling costs.
It's called the State Innovation Model, or SIM. While the healthcare exchanges we've all heard so much about are changing people's access to insurance, this part of the Act is all about the physicians and the patients. It's developing a uniform set of quality standards for care that it hopes eventually all insurers and all healthcare providers will agree to. But it's the other major piece of the model that's likely to cause the most controversy.
To change from the way we've traditionally paid for healthcare, which is just on a fee-for-service basis, to paying for value. That is the biggest single change in the system.
The proposal is that patients will be cared for in what's been called an advanced medical home. That means your primary care provider will coordinate all of your care around a core set of expectations. They'll be asked to offer extended hours for patients, and they'll provide better links to social services. They'll also be responsible for the total cost of your care in an effort to reduce waste and inefficiency. And here's the controversial piece. If they meet their targets for reducing costs, they'll get a share in those savings. That might sound like an invitation to cut corners, but Veltri says there will be safeguards in place.
No provider will be rewarded in this program if they do not achieve the quality standards that we set forth.
The most important consumer protection is completely absent in their plan as they've written it.
That's Sheldon Taubman of the New Haven Legal Assistance Association. He represents many Medicaid patients.
There are significant incentives for that primary care provider not to send out for tests, not to send out for specialists, not to prescribe more expensive drugs, because all of those expenses will count against the provider in terms of how much they get paid.
And he says the model's reliance on quality standards is inadequate.
Although they say that they will not have shared savings given out to a provider who doesn't meet quality metrics, they very carefully make clear that one of the quality metrics will not be that the person, the provider, is inappropriately denying access to services.
The state innovation model that Connecticut's working on is one of 16 around the nation, funded by an initial federal grant. The plan must be submitted to the federal government by the end of this year to apply for a further $45 million in funding to work towards its implementation. While insurers and doctors have been intimately included in the planning process so far, patient advocates complain they've been shut out.
True independent consumer advocates have no influence on this process at all right now.
Kevin Galvin chairs Small Business for a Healthy Connecticut, and he's been involved in healthcare reform for the past 10 years. He says he's disappointed in how the SIM model has been put together.
I won't say the relationship between the SIM committees and the advocates is bad right now. It just isn't. There are great ideas and great people being left on the sideline.
The first draft of the model was released late last week. It will now go out for public comment for the next 2 months. Consumer advocate groups are due to meet with Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman, who chairs the SIM committee, this week. And Project Director Vicky Veltri says she is open to change.
My belief is that there will be change because, frankly, we haven't reached every single person and every single constituency, and we still need to do that. But the hope is that we've done enough upfront work to have answered some of the questions.
SIM aims big. If it's implemented, the new model will apply to 80% of state residents within 5 years, and it says it can save 10% of the $29 billion Connecticut spends on healthcare each year. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.